Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy for Finger Lakes Health, which I assume has been busy like everybody else because we seem to be in the heart of cold season here. It's been a contest between me and my guests to see who could cough and hack the most of late. Laura Turbide's here. Good morning.
Good morning. We are going to keep you healthy for the
holidays. All right. Well, it's quite a job, but someone has to do it. So any news and notes before we meet our guest?
Just obviously everybody's getting excited for the new year. We're planning some of those activities, things like our next coming prehab we expect will be in the Geneva area. I know the Diabetes Services has a program that they're starting in January. So if you're looking to get healthy in the new year, keep us in mind, watch our website, et cetera.
All right, very good. So we have another first-timer.
We do. Bob Schweitzer is with us. He is from Life Care. He also oversees as director of our urgent care services, but has been with Life Care since about 2002. We were just chatting a little bit. Bob's background is as a clinician, so he has been a provider, but now has administrative responsibilities. So I know you always talk with folks a little bit about their background, what brought them, what their training was like when they're new, and what drove them to this field. But we hope to educate people today on influenza vaccine, some of the urgent care Thanksgiving hours, but also in general, why it is so critically important to get your influenza vaccine. People do not recognize people still die every day from influenza. It is not something to mess around with, especially vulnerable populations, young people, older people. It is out there. CDC's reporting that they're seeing flu. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's being seen out there, what strain, and how you can protect yourself. And again, this whole issue of herd immunity, the more of us that get the influenza vaccine, the more we're helping keep our family safe, our loved ones safe. In healthcare, we always talk about how critical it is that we keep like our long-term care residents safe. If our staff gets that herd immunity, we create that protective factor. So we'd like to create an influenza-free community here in the Finger Lakes.
All right, let's see if we can do it. Bob, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So as Laura said, I always like to ask just a little bit of background, where you're from, your education, and I'm always interested because there are so many possible fields of healthcare. I'm always interested what draws someone to a particular one.
Absolutely. So my name is Bob Schweitzer. I'm the director of the urgent care facilities for Finger Lakes Health as well as the occupational health program. I came from a family of medicine. Everybody in my family works in medicine, so I was destined to do that. I started out as a radiologic technologist first and then went back to school to become a physician assistant. So my background is primarily emergency medicine, urgent care, and have been doing that for almost 20 years now.
So let's talk a little bit about that urgent care concept. It seems to have really caught on in our area, and as it is all around the country, the idea being that there was a level of care between the appointment with your family provider that can wait, the emergency room that's immediate right this second, and there was that big gap for something in between.
Exactly. And I think the urgent cares are a great concept. And what they were designed to do was primarily to help out primary care physicians' offices who couldn't accommodate every single patient that needed to be seen on sometimes on an urgent basis. And having an emergency room background, we were seeing patients that would come to the ER that didn't quite meet the ER criteria and that would bottleneck the emergency room where those kind of patients could be seen in a more urgent care type setting. And with physicians' offices being busier now and seeing a lot of new patients, the urgent care setting was designed to help offload those patients that couldn't get in to see their primary care physician but didn't quite meet the criteria to go to the emergency room.
Before I forget, we got the release and it's up on our calendar on FingerLakesDailyNews.com, but one of the facilities is open Thanksgiving Day, the other is not. They both are the day after Thanksgiving, so run us through those hours.
That's correct. We have two urgent care centers. One is in Seneca Falls at Life Care Medical Associates, and the other is in Geneva at the Finger Lakes Health Commons on Preemption Road. And both clinics are open 9 to 9 Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. For the holiday season, our Geneva clinic will be open from 9 to 1. The Seneca Falls clinic will be closed. And then the following day, we'll resume normal business hours of 9 to 9.
Well, as Laura knows, I am so dedicated to my craft that I felt it necessary to test out the Preemption Road location.
Very good.
A couple of years back, I was washing dishes, wine glass, cut, bleeding like a stuck pig. So, and I can tell you that it was a great experience because obviously I needed some care that couldn't wait a couple of days, but it wasn't anything that, I mean, it was okay. I could sit for 20 minutes or whatever. So your triaged appropriately, and then you get in and out fairly quickly and at a reasonable cost.
That's good to hear. And we have, we're very, very fortunate that we have about 60 employees that work in urgent care. Most of those are per diem employees. However, they come with a vast background of knowledge and experience in healthcare. So we're very, very fortunate that we have a great team.
And I think people don't realize, for example, we can do x-ray on site. So there are a whole host of things, the sprains, strains. If you need the question about whether you need an x-ray, that's one of those pieces that I think people just didn't recognize. It really does help decompress the ED, where people who don't necessarily have to be in the emergency department, but it does help you get into something that we sort of, you know, that phrase of urgent, not emergent, in terms of, and maybe a little bit capacity that some physicians' offices don't have, for example, to be able to get that x-ray, et cetera. So there's a few more capabilities at urgent care, and certainly ones that we are grateful that we have the right clinicians to help us work with patients.
And like your commercials say, these things always seem to happen in kind of off hours. In my case, it was on a Saturday morning, 10 o'clock or something Saturday morning, so most regular doctor's offices aren't open. I knew about urgent care, in, out, and got stitched, and I was okay. So let's talk about influenza now. We're getting into that season, and I guess start with the very basics. Why is it so important that we get that shot?
So influenza is, it's kind of a complicated disease process. It's a virus, all right? It's transmitted through tiny respiratory droplets, and it can be spread through common coughs, sneezing, talking, and through contaminated surface. If you touch a surface that's been contaminated by someone who has influenza, very difficult to diagnose because it can mimic a lot of other viral illnesses and some bacterial illnesses. But it's important to be vaccinated for influenza because it can make you very, very ill. All right. Even though it's not a requirement that primary care physicians or emergency rooms report the number of influenza cases that are seen, and some of them are based on a clinical presentation as opposed to diagnostic testing, it's hard to determine how many people actually have it. Some people have influenza-like illnesses. But the CDC has said that it's hard to determine how many people succumb to influenza because of the lack of reporting. And it can be anywhere from 3,000 to up to 49,000 deaths per year. So it's important to be vaccinated because influenza can lead to other secondary illnesses, primarily pneumonia, congestive heart failure, and so forth.
We're such a go-go society that I think a lot of people, when you first get the flu, you're thinking it's just a cold, I can struggle through it, I've got this to do, I've got that to do. Is that a factor where people delay treatment, and by the time they get some kind of treatment, they're too far along to be really helped much?
Well, that's actually a really good point, because one of the differences between influenza and a common cold is influenza is sudden onset. It's not a gradual onset of symptoms. It's sudden onset, it's severe headache, it's horrible body aches, excessive fatigue, high fevers, some cold symptoms like runny nose, sore throat, and even some GI symptoms with nausea, vomiting,
right,
diarrhea. Cold symptoms can also present with those kind of symptoms, but generally cold symptoms are progressive. They start with a sore throat, they work their way into runny nose over the next couple of days, they end up with a cough, and that type of thing. But influenza is usually sudden onset, and it's very important that if you do have those sudden onset symptoms, that you're seen quickly, because even though there's no treatment for the flu, there are medications that can help decrease the number of days that you're symptomatic. And those medications have to be initiated within the first 48 hours of developing those symptoms. So it is important that you be evaluated as soon as you develop those types of symptoms.
And to put some of the numbers in perspective, as Bob was saying, the CDC is unclear because there's so much under-reporting, we expect. But one of the things I saw was 5.9% of the week of October 28th, so the weeks we're just coming off of, 5.9% of mortalities in the U.S. were pneumonia and influenza related.
Wow.
So when you hear 40,000, or what does this mean in terms of, you know, that's a significant percentage of people being impacted. And we know that that is likely underreported because not everybody is truly swabbed and ended up. I will also share, we got some new lab equipment that now allows us to do diagnostics on a whole host of respiratory diseases very quickly at the Geneva General Hospital lab. So that's the good news is, we are getting better and better at making sure that there are more of these diagnostics done to really try to confirm when there is influenza. But as we know, it still goes undetected. People come in, they either avoid coming in and literally are just down for the count. And as Bob said, I think it's really like it's that Mack truck hit. It's not
right,
the progressive, I'm feeling a little worse today, oh, maybe I'll go to work, or maybe I'll leave a little early. It's like you are down.
So we hear these stories about flu deaths. Do you get the argument from people that, well, that's all, you know, 88-year-old people that weren't healthy anyway? And is that, do people use that excuse not to get the shot that, well, I'm healthy and I'm 40 years old and I'm athletic, so I won't get it?
Right. That's also an interesting statement because it's not just the elderly people that succumb to influenza. It's anybody that may have a suppressed immune system. So that means the young infants, young children, pregnant women, people over the age of 65, anybody who has comorbidities such as congestive heart failure, lung disease, diabetes, that type of thing. Those people are more susceptible to getting the flu. So those are the people that we recommend, highly recommend, get vaccinated for it. The other miscommunication is that people think that they get the flu from having the flu shot. All right. So a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to get the flu shot because I always get sick after I have it. It's more of a coincidence than anything, because the flu vaccine that one gets is, it's a dead virus. It's not a live virus that you're receiving.
You're getting the shot at the time of year right now. We're all talking about the colds and everything. So people tend to get sicker because we spend more time indoors, in confined spaces, sharing and touching all these different things.
Correct. The other important thing that people need to understand is that once you receive the influenza vaccine, you're not automatically immune to getting the flu. It takes about 2 weeks to build those antibodies up to prevent you from getting the flu. So you still have this grace period of 2 weeks after receiving the flu shot that you may get sick. And like I said, the common cold can sometimes mimic influenza because influenza has varying degrees of severity and everybody reacts differently to it.
Every few years in the news, we hear about one of these different strains of flu. We had the bird flu. Where do those come from, and what challenge does that present?
So the CDC looks at the year previous as to what strains are going to vaccinate for. So over the past several years, it hasn't really changed. So we're still vaccinating for H1N1, and the other one is H3N2, which is influenza A. And the vaccine that people are receiving this year is a combination vaccine that has that covers both of those strains of flu.
For people who don't like shots, is there an alternative?
Well, that's also an interesting comment, because there used to be the nasal spray. Okay, the nasal spray is a live attenuated virus. So that one is a live virus. However, the CDC is not recommending the nasal spray. They didn't recommend it last year. They do not recommend it this year because of it's questionable in regards to its efficacy. So we are not recommending that. And urgent care, and I know a lot of the primary care physicians' offices do not even carry it.
So again, best bet, see your provider to get your flu shot. If you can't for whatever reason, urgent care will provide that. And again, urgent care, Preemption Road is open Thanksgiving 9 to 1. Balsley Road is not. They're both open the day after from 9 to 9. I got that right from memory. Pretty
good.
Very good.
We hope
very
we're not
good.
Seeing you.
No. All I've got is just a little cold, because if I got knocked over, I'd know it. Bob, thanks. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you for having me.
Laura, thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Stay healthy. Get your shot with Finger Lakes Health. 8:52 now, Finger Lakes Morning News.